But now, the long-awaited report into the abuses carried out by Jimmy Savile at Stoke Mandeville Hospital in Aylesbury will be published this morning. It's already known he assaulted patients at 28 other hospitals. There'll also be an independent report by Kate Lampard on the lessons learned. Oh, man, how I hate that phrase. The lessons learnt from Savile's activities in the NHS. Basically, this report today is, it's going to be pretty damning, I think. Let's speak to Tom Perry from Amersham, who is calling for mandatory reporting of suspected and known child abuse in regulated settings under the banner mandate. Now, Tom, good to talk to you again.
Good morning, Ian.
I hate this phrase. Lessons have been learned. Lessons will be learned. Will these reports actually have any impact, do we think?
Well, I agree with you and with that piece of phraseology, which I find, frankly, vomit-inducing. We will have to wait and see. If the narrative within the report or the conclusion is that everything is different now, then, frankly, we're being sold a pup, because it isn't. And as you know, we have done a review of Stoke Mandeville's child protection policy, which is wanting in a very big way. The legislation underneath that supports child protection in this country hasn't changed for 65 years. And the only thing that we had where Mr. Savile was operating at his height was a professional expectation that people would report. Well, that's still the same today. So bottom line is, nothing has actually changed on which child protection today is grounded. So if we're told everything is different today, then we're in trouble.
That's the worry, isn't it? Because, I mean, and we're both second-guessing it slightly, but yep, there is always that fear that, well, it was a different culture in the 70s and 80s, and Savile was unique. Well, we know he wasn't at that hospital because of the doctor that got done recently. It couldn't happen today. If it says that, then that doesn't achieve anything, does it?
Well, then I'm afraid we're in trouble, and it's at that point that we need to start speaking to the chief executive of the trust, who has statutory responsibility for safeguarding. I have to say, look, I don't want to sort of be finger-pointing, because actually what's happening is that all these institutions, all these regulated activities are being failed by the legislative framework, which is so undemanding. I mean, very simply, every institution is made to look like Arkell, when actually, in safeguarding terms, they're geriatric donkeys. And that's the problem. When you have no demands placed on these institutions to effectively safeguard children, there's trouble. And I hear Liz Duck saying, well, is anybody going to be held to account? Well, how can you hold anybody to account when there is no requirement in law to report child abuse?
And this, of course, is the main thrust behind mandate now.
You've got it.
You just remind us exactly what you're calling for.
Well, we're calling for people within these regulated settings to report suspicions of abuse and known abuse. And if you have a law like that, which exists, I have to say, in the majority of countries in continents, I mean, 84% of Europe has some form of mandatory reporting, yet the government is telling us they're doing it right. They're not. So we're very keen to see this change, because it introduces a culture of protection. It changes the culture in all these settings. As we know, whistleblowers in the NHS don't have good survivability rates, and we want that to change for the benefit of children and also for vulnerable adults.
Tom, in terms of this report that's coming out on Stoke Mandeville, we are second-guessing. I think it's about 9.30 it gets released. Any chance we could have a chat with you tomorrow when we've both had a chance to look through it?
I think that would be a very good idea.
Excellent stuff, Tom. I appreciate your time. We'll speak longer tomorrow. Tom Perry.